I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
Gavin, Katie came in here with some very important news today.
I doubt that.
Hey! 106.5, The End.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with intern Kevin. Yes! Yay! Love it, yes!
He's back with facts that he found from the internet. Intern Kevin is here. Good morning, intern Kevin.
Good morning.
All right, it's time for Did You Know with intern Kevin. What do you got for us today?
Did you know Portland, Oregon was named by a coin flip? The other name option was Boston. The two guys who founded the city were from Boston, Massachusetts, and Portland, Maine. The guy from Maine won the toss and named the city Portland.
What a lazy way to name a city. First of all, the coin flip, stupid. Second, they named it after an already existing city.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you have two cousins in a big family with the same name.
Yeah, Paul and Paul.
Yeah.
And then you have to be like Big Paul or Little Paul.
Right. And then just like, I guess, clearly what we did with the cities in this country that are named the same thing, you just like one more than the other.
Sure. And one gets chosen by a coin flip.
Now, Portland, Oregon was discovered in 1845. I mean, back then, what other way would you have to settle some sort of dispute like that? Coin flip feels like the obvious choice besides duel, where
duel,
one person dies.
Yeah.
I like that one better.
But can you think of any others?
A showdown. Oh, eating contest? You could do an eating contest.
Okay.
Or who can survive the longest?
If they were to go back to the eating contest, if they were to do an eating contest in 1845, what would they be eating?
Rabbit, hare, buffalo.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot to have an eating contest when food was already scarce.
Right.
And it just seems like, I mean, the time it took into even getting food.
Right. You had to hunt for it.
I would imagine the whole time they're doing it, all the townspeople were just crying, saying, "Stop, please, that's all our food."
All right, Did You Know with intern Kevin.
Did you know the reason baseball and basketball teams wear dark jerseys for road games is because the away teams originally didn't have access to washing machines, so they needed the darker jerseys to conceal dirt.
Oh, that makes sense.
When a team has an away game, they don't go home after each away game?
No, they might have multiple games back-to-back in the same city.
And just giving them multiple jerseys, not an option.
Out of budget.
Yeah,
out of budget. Okay.
Out of the budget.
Because that's kind of disgusting, because they're sweating a lot.
Kevin, how often do you wash your clothes?
Every week.
Great question.
Every week?
Mm-hmm. Is that bad?
Seems excessive.
Well,
my colors get light a lot.
Does your mom do your laundry ever?
No, I do them all, and then sometimes I mix my colors with my white, and then I'm like, ooh, well, now I have to do tie-dye stuff.
Didn't we have a situation where that happened?
Then I had to turn my whites into tie-dye.
And you want to buy $60 Supreme shirts?
Yeah, I ruined two of them already.
Oh, my God.
By the way, he has a new water bottle. It is a clear plastic water bottle, and about a quarter of an inch high and 1 inch wide, it says Supreme.
And how much did that cost?
$45. $45.
But it comes with an outer casing that says Supreme.
Nobody cares.
You're paying for the logo Supreme. It's like Tiffany.
You can't
you
see
can
the
get
logo.
Those diamonds anywhere.
You're paying for the logo. The
right.
rest of us are saving $30 and drinking the same water.
Yeah. It was $45 and it tastes way better in my water bottle. I'll let you try some.
Does it taste like deceit or stupid decisions?
It tastes like richness and Supreme.
All right, did you know with intern Kevin?
Did you know the Oval Office had pressure sensors in the floor so the Secret Service can monitor exactly where the president is when they're not allowed inside?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's really cool.
So do they have to recalibrate that for every president? Because we can all be honest here. President Trump's a little bit heavier than any president we've had in 100 years. So did they have to recalibrate that?
Yes, every time during the inauguration, right after the parade and the parade thingy, they have a walkthrough of the White House and then they calibrate everything. They say, sir, stop right there. We got to get your weight in, and then they move on.
So
what if somebody who weighs the same as the president is walking around?
Good question.
I think they have a backup heat sensor that they don't tell you about.
Mm.
Okay, what if they're the same internal temperature like all of us are?
Not everyone has the same internal temperature. There are some people cold-blooded and hot-blooded.
Are you saying that there's some people who are reptiles and some people who are humans?
Lower temperatures, not reptile temperatures.
How far lower?
Like 75?
Do you think
Oh my God.
What? Is that too low? Is that too low?
This is a biology major. They just graduated college.
I'm not an anatomy major. That's how much I keep my house.
Oh, then that's probably what your insides are. You're right.
Yeah. My house keeps my body temperature the same temperature, so it functions better.
Okay, guys, I don't know if a college can legally revoke a college degree.
They can't. I already have it.
But we are testing the limits of that.
We should call them and say, listen, this is making you look bad. Take it away.
Ew.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.